Hi there. The word for today is secrets of self-control. In Ephesians 4 verse 27 we read, "Don't give the devil a chance." Here's the sixth secret of self-control. Avoid things that tempt you. Avoid them. Stay away from situations that weaken your self-control. If you don't want to be stung, stay away from the bees. Plan in advance. Be thoughtful. Be deliberate, be intentional. Plan in advance to avoid situations that you know are going to cause temptation in your life. Don't keep candy in the cupboard if you're trying to diet. Don't acquire credit cards if you're an impulse spender. Get rid of your access to pornography if you're struggling with it. If you're a teenager, the time to begin thinking about self-control is not when you're in the back seat of a car with somebody who turns you on. Let me ask you, what do you need to avoid or get rid of? Magazines, books, DVDs, a relationship? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33, bad company corrupts good character. Avoid people and situations that you know tempt you. And listen, you may need to change your job because a relationship there is wrong and harmful to you. I know that's a drastic measure, but you may need to do something that drastic in order to avoid whatever is tempting you at this particular time. If you have lived through years of repeated failure, then it's time to get honest, to humble yourself, and to pray, "Lord, I'm not strong enough to resist this temptation by myself. I've tried repeatedly and failed. Help me." You know what? He will. David said, Psalm 40 verse 1, "I waited patiently, Lord, for you to hear my prayer." So obviously, the first one or two prayers didn't do it, but he kept praying. And David said, "You listened to me and pulled me from a lonely pit full of mud and mire. You let me stand on a rock with my feet firm. Many will see this and they will honor and trust you, the Lord God." And that's the word for you today.